Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. We're starting. It's my extreme pleasure to welcome you in this renovated room. After many years of renovations, it looks still as a museum, the good old style of the Palais des Nations in its early beginnings. And I hope you will enjoy this room if you have not been here. I talked to some people and they said they are here for the first time. So we come together here to celebrate the outcomes of a long-standing cooperation between the two intergovernmental bodies that are dealing with PRTRs, namely the OECD Working Party on PRTRs with the chair, and also the ECE working group of the parties to the protocol on PRTRs. Now, as you might know, it's for the fourth time that delegations meet for such a global event with the common objective to prevent and reduce pollution and the associated risks to human health and environment. Pollution and waste, climate change and biodiversity, you know, are the elements of the triple planetary crisis we are faced to today. And this is really one of the major self-inflicted disasters humans had to deal with and still will need to deal with in the future. We know these challenges for a long time already, but we still need to take action to come over them and the associated dangers. Pollution puts our lives at risk, be it at the global scale, in our regional neighborhoods, but also at the local levels. PRTRs teach us about the sources of pollution. They enable the facts-based decision-making and tracking of policy effectiveness, and doing so, PRTRs may many efforts. Doing so, PRTRs are furthering many efforts to solve the pollution crisis, hopefully before it's too late. They are also important for polluters to become more aware about their actual pollutant releases and to identify better ways to produce their products or move them from point A to point B. UNECE is in a privileged position to service the protocol on PRTRs, which is a remarkable global treaty with yet mainly European countries as parties. I'm hopeful that this will change soon as more countries from outside of our region see the value of solid common standards and principles that the protocol offers. PRTRs, as you know, do not cover only one specific aspect of pollution of air or water or soil. Neither do they cover a specific group of pollutants alone. They aim to provide governments, the public, and other stakeholders with a comprehensive overview of all significant sources of pollution. Based on common standards, they can be applied around the globe and across different processes. Such cross-cutting nature of PRTRs makes the protocol a rather unique treaty, which is capable to manage pollution in an effective and efficient way. Countries that have in place effective PRTRs, as required by the protocol, also support their human rights-related obligations on access to information. Furthermore, PRTRs being integrated with other information systems help to address the triple planetary crisis that I just mentioned and to transform economies towards a sustainable and circular path. This International PRTR Week is embedded between major global events that are dealing with biodiversity, COP6 of CBD in Cali, the climate COP that took place in Baku, and also the fifth negotiation round to develop a new multilateral environmental agreement on plastic pollution that will start on 25th this month in Busan, Korea. These events are surely relevant for PRTRs, which have a potential to support obligations under these processes. And PRTRs are also relevant for these processes too. A number of other MEAs and programs that are serviced by ECE are also closely interlinked to PRTRs. These include, for example, Air, Water and Industrial Accidents Convention, and the Program on Environmental Monitoring and Assessment, and of course the Aarhus Convention, which details important obligations related to public access to environmental information, participation in decision making, and access to justice related to pollution matters. Also, UNEC programs dealing with resource management, energy, transport, trade, health, and statistics can also benefit from the PRTRs, but the awareness of PRTRs within other sectors outside ECE still remains quite low. This is why raising awareness and applying a cohesive and integrated approach to pollution is truly essential. In this regard, sharing of knowledge and experience between countries and organizations is the key to the success of such efforts. I am glad that our gathering today will serve specifically this purpose. Let me now come slowly to an end of my intervention by noting that in September this year, UN member states agreed on a new pact for the future, with a global digital compact and declaration on future generations. These forward-looking documents provide us with a guidance on future actions, including on such important topics as transforming global governance and science, technology and innovation, and digital cooperation. The Aarhus Convention and the PRTR Protocol, along with other UNEC programs and activities of partner organizations, will play an important role in furthering these commitments. In this regard, let me warmly thank the OECD, UNITAR, and UNEP for their fruitful, long-standing cooperation on the critical topic of chemicals management, and also for co-organizing today's event, which is a proof of true synergy among those organizations. UNECE is honored to open its doors to governments, NGOs, industry, intergovernmental organizations, and academic institutions from different continents that gathered here to share such visionary experiences. Finally, the success will not be possible without a strong leadership. Let me therefore express my deep appreciation to the governments of the United States of America, Slovenia, and Spain for their effective and continuous commitment to promote the work on PRTRs that has far-reaching global impact. I wish you every success. Now, it is my pleasure to invite my colleague from our valuable partner organization, Director Bob Dieterich from OECD. He, unfortunately, was not able to join us today in person, but he provided us a pre-recorded video statement. I will now ask the Secretariat to screen it. Thank you for your attention.
Dear colleagues, it is my pleasure